Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 17, 1804, day 35 of the expedition. Camped at Ropewalk Camp. The oars for the boat were worn out from paddling and pushing along the river's bottom, and the tow rope, or cordels, were badly damaged from their constant use on this part of the river. A cordel is a tow rope made from hide cut into strips and cords from a cable. These are twisted like a rope for strength. A cordel is used to pull a boat upstream or through a tough spot. The rope is fastened to the boat and pulled by men or a horse. The man pulling the rope is called a cordelier. Cottonwood, which was plentiful along the river, did not make good oars and was very hard to shape due to a tight and twisted grain. In the camp today there was a lot of ash, which made excellent oars and poles, and the captains took advantage of resources at hand. Captain Clark writes of the situation today.
Cloudy morning, wind from the southeast. We set out early and proceeded on 1 mile and came to make oars and repair a cable and tow rope which was necessary for the boat and pirogues. Sent Sergeant Pryor and some men out to get ash timber for oars. Set some men to make a tow rope out of the cords of a cable, which had been provided by Captain Lewis at Pittsburgh for the cable of the boat. George Drewer, our hunter, and one man came in with 2 deer and a bear. Also a young horse they had found on the prairie. This horse had been on the prairie a long time and is fat. I suppose he had been left by some war party against the Osage. This is a crossing place for war parties against that nation by the Saukees and the Sioux. The party is much afflicted with boils and several have dysentery, which I contribute to the water. Captain William Clark, June 17, 1804.
Ropewalk was the name of a place where rope was made, and so they called this place of encampment Ropewalk. The captains recorded the speed of the current, as they did other measurements. Speed was recorded in poles, which were 16.5 feet long. Captain Clark measured the speed of the current at this fastest place as 48 poles, 6 feet, in 23 seconds. This would be close to 2.36 miles per hour. Dr. Chouinard, the author of Only One Man Died, a treatise on the medical aspects of the expedition, thinks that the dysentery and boils were caused by a combination of a high-protein diet of jerked meat and possible bacterial contamination. The germ theory of disease was yet to be proposed. Tomorrow, the men drying meat and greasing themselves.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Journal entries and descriptions are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit Yellowstone Public Radio.org.